Another story about be, do, and have. I have some friends in Southern California. They're what you would call Ken and Barbie. They're the classic good-looking couple. She's blonde, he's blonde, he's well-built, he works out all day, she's gorgeous, you know, they have gorgeous kids and all this. And they focus on having the good lifestyle, be, do, have. They have the big house, massive number of cars, Mercedes and BMWs. They have a lot. But what they do is they have to work hard for it, and they borrow like crazy to look like they have a lot. So what their beingness is actually the beingness of poor people. And it's really quite tragic because he's now, he and I are about the same age. He has a lot on the surface. As my rich dad said, just because you have a nice house and a nice car doesn't mean you're rich. If you look at the financial statements, you might find out that these people have actually nothing underneath it. So when he comes to talk to me now, he says, now what do I have to do to have what I have? I said, well, you have to change who you are. You have to change how you think. And he says, well, I can't do that. He says, I've been selling real estate for so many years. That's all I know. I can't change. You know, I can't give up my lifestyle. If I don't have a nice car, what will my clients think of me? What will my wife think of me? I can't afford not to send my kids to a nice school. I got to have the big house. And all of a sudden, his beingness comes out, which is the beingness of somebody who wants to look good but is not rich. As I said on the Oprah show, that's called looking good and going nowhere, or keeping up with the Joneses and going broke. They look good because they have the things that look good, but their beingness is just absolutely a poor person's point of view.